people are living around there, then, you know, I don't know the benefit of shooting around there. I know it's Alaska, but, you know, I honestly don't know the benefit there.
Skagway once again takes up expanding the borough's no-shooting zone. And summer reading in the Chilkat Valley involves adults for the first time in 20 years. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. This year's Independence Day fireworks show in Haines could take place on the Port Chilkoot dock if a new borough ordinance passes. It all started with Picture Point's closure to the public. The location was historically the site where 4th of July fireworks were launched. But since it became off-limits this year, that launch pad is no longer an option for the holiday show, which is likely to be expanded this year for the Haines Centennial. Borough Manager Mark Ernest addressed the assembly at Tuesday's meeting.
So, we're looking for an alternate location to do this. It is something, I know that there was a history here on that dock, but this would be conducted by a licensed pyrotechnician.
Ernest noted he had experience with this setup since the borough of Whittier, his former home and employer, launched fireworks from their dock.
And it is something that I've been involved in for a number of years. This is what we did off the dock in Whittier, the ocean dock. It's a wood trestle structure that's probably older, well, at least as old as this one here, and at least as dry. There are precautions that are employed as in terms of preparation and also emergency apparatus that would be on standby fire. In the meantime, we're also exploring an alternate site as well. But this would at least allow, under controlled circumstances, a borough to employ a licensed professional to use the dock in this case.
The manager used that familiarity to respond to Assemblyman Steve Vick's concerns that Homeland Security might have issue with Haines lighting explosive materials where cruise ships dock.
No, the short answer is the facilities that we've used in Whittier were also under that same designation, and that there was no conflict there. So I do know that it's not impermissible to do this now. But we do need to make sure that there's a backup plan, an alternate plan in case, for example, there's a cruise ship or something on that day. So we want to make sure that, obviously, we're looking at all this. The other thing is that we would also run this through our insurance company to make sure that it's safe.
Currently, no fireworks are allowed to be shot off, bought, or sold in the town site. But for the 4th of July, the Haines Fire Chief traditionally exercises his authority to allow fireworks for special occasions under certain conditions. Haines Police Chief Gary Lowe says current code, however, does not allow even the fire chief to grant permission to use fireworks on dock facilities like the ferry terminal, the small boat harbor, and the PC dock. The ordinance, if passed, would not change that fireworks are illegal in the town site. It would grant the fire chief authority to allow fireworks use at port facilities only by licensed pyrotechnicians under contract to the borough. Assemblymember Joanne Waterman voted yes to introduce the ordinance after receiving word that passage of this ordinance would not require the borough to hold a fireworks show there. Assemblyman Norm Smith wasn't so sure. He said allowing this sets an example for others who might irresponsibly shoot off fireworks on the PC dock or on other borough lands. He shared a story with his fellow elected officials about a building that used to be on the PC dock in the 1980s.
The building and the dock were going to be dedicated by the then city council. I believe Frank Wallace was the mayor. The city council had a procession that led to the ribbon cutting at the dock. I was at my house, the top of the hill, and saw them marching down from City Hall. And contractors were still on the dock. They swung the big doors open on the dock to welcome the city council. Somebody was smoking. The building exploded into flames and burned to the ground right before everyone's eyes.
The assembly voted 5-1, with Smith voting no to introduce the ordinance and hold a first public hearing on the issue on June 8th. Skagway officials and residents will once again discuss expanding the no-shooting zone in Skagway. The Public Safety Committee meets on the subject at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 27th at City Hall. The group plans to consider reducing the proposed expansion in response to public hearings. The original idea was a result of an accidental shooting in early April, explained Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett.
it was an incident where a dog was unfortunately dispatched. It was a mistake, but it was unfortunately dispatched out in there, and they were shooting in those areas. And the awareness has then been raised that, well, there's a lot of houses out there. The population has moved that way.
Leggett said he wouldn't classify the land that could become bullet-free as a popular shooting spot, but boils the issue down to public safety. He supports the ordinance, which would widen the existing boundaries and increase the no-shooting zone around roadways and trails from 100 to 300 feet.
My stance is really simple. I mean, you know, if people are living around there, then, you know, I don't know the benefit of shooting around there. I know it's Alaska, but, you know, I honestly don't know the benefit there. There's plenty of ideas floating around. There's other things that might be able to address it. But, you know, the issue is, from my perspective, it's a public safety issue. And that's why I recommended them to do it.
Residents responded emotionally to the issue at first and have turned out to express their ideas and concerns on the subject. Mayor Tom Cochran showed his support for the expansion, and so did a group of Skagway residents gathered at a meeting to talk about the issue late last month. Alternatively, a petition against the proposed change circulated through town, bringing in just over 80 signatures. It states that those who signed it believed the proposed expansion of the shooting boundaries to be unnecessary for improving public safety. Leggett says whatever the borough decides to do, the defense of life and property law still allows discharge of firearms in the no-shooting zone if there's an immediate danger.
We don't want you going out Rambo, just, you know, spray and pray with bullets, but, I mean, if you need to defend your life and property, absolutely. But bottom line, let's see if we can work this thing out, hash it out, that, you know, where folks that live out there feel comfortable and the guys that hunt, maybe they can see things from a different point of view or, in fact, work something out that it'd work.
The very first kids who are ever in the Haynes Summer Reading Program are old enough to be out on their own by now. The program that keeps children and teens involved at the library through summer break is 10 years old this year.
Well, it's been fun to watch the program grow and change.
Holly Davis is the Haynes Public Library Children's Librarian. In the past decade, she's seen summer reading grow from just involving toddlers and grade school students to daily activities that invite babies and their mothers, teenagers, and now...
This summer, for the first time in more than 20 years, there's an adult reading program. So it's low-key and pretty low effort. The grown-ups read a book, and then they write down their name and the title and put it in a drawing. There's a jar on the front desk where people check books in and out. A little something fun, because, you know, we do all these fun things for the children. Why not something fun for the adults, too?
If you've been around for a bit, you might remember something called Chilkat Valley Reads Around the World, a game that got grown-ups reading in 1988. Now, it's just a memory and inspiration for the new program.
When I first started working at the library, I saw these old bumper stickers and red cups that said Chilkat Valley Reads Around the World, and I knew there was a reading program one time, and sure enough. And as I've talked to a few people around town, they still remember. There's a mother who has three little ones now who said, "Oh, yes, I remember Chilkat Valley Reads Around the World. My mom and I and my dad were all trying to move our balloon across this map, and each time you would read, you'd get to move the balloon." She said she was only 6 years old then, and she still remembers it.
Adults can find out more about their reading program at the library front desk. As for the kids, the program began this week, and already more than 80 children are participating.
The theme is Make a Splash, Read, which is perfect for where we live, right here on the water. We had a skit with fishermen and mermaids and a giant fish swimming above the ocean. There were puppets and ukulele players dressed in Hawaiian shirts with Hawaiian leis, singing things like In the Jungle with the dancing lion. She's 3 years old and was very cute. We had some people in raincoats. There was a detective wearing a raincoat who came out to get a good book. All sorts of characters were checking out good books yesterday.
The kids program has been part of a lot of Chilkat Valley childhoods over the years, and some of those kids have returned to help with the next generation of readers.
There are some kids who are now teenagers, or they've gone off to college, depending where they were when we started, and some of them come back and help. Yesterday at the summer reading program kickoff, I had some actors who are teenagers, and they did such a great job in the skit and leading songs. So it was really fun to have some of those kids come back and be leaders now.
Amidst the crowd at Monday's kickoff event, Carol Waldo was even there. She and her husband are partially responsible for bringing summer reading to Haynes.
And I had a chance to thank Carol Waldo, who gave the money about 10 years ago that helped start what the summer reading program is now. That's when I was hired. She was there with her granddaughter, who wasn't even born yet when Carol donated the money. Carol and her husband gave the money to the library in memory of their two children who died too young. And she told me that she's so glad about what the program has become, because they hoped it would be a bridge between the school so that the kids would go on to enjoy learning. And she said it's become all that they hoped and more. So I know she must like it, because she brings her grandkids. She has a grandson and a granddaughter that she's brought to the library many times for programs.
The Haynes Public Library's summer reading program runs through the first week of August on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The range of activities should interest just about anyone, from story time, knitting, theater, and gardening, to ukulele jams and beach walks. They're all listed at haineslibrary.org. Skagway Public Library's summer reading program begins next month on June 6th. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts are under the Listen tab.